Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Square Back. No, Elevate is actually 11. Coming back to the learning. Glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind, and I've got This Is That Week, This Is That Part of the Week, and I want to do that today, and I want to talk to you about what I'm calling the seventh edition of my new regular series, which is devoted to how you and I and our small businesses have been impacted by the coronavirus shutdown. You know, in barely more than the lifespan of a housefly, we've been extruded through a pandemic wormhole from a place called normal into a new reality devoid of that concept. Along the way, the orbit of our lives has been altered by the rude gravity of what I call the three U's of the apocalypse. An unprecedented coronavirus pandemic, precipitating an unprecedented economic shutdown, and necessitated an unprecedented direct government assistance program, several of them. And regarding that last one, those government assistance programs, regarding that last U, it's time for a 90-day update, including some new rules and some new offerings. You know, folks, back in March 27th, as the CARES Act was being signed, you first heard my report about this before there was a Paycheck Protection Program. Since then, as you know, the contraction is called PPP. And since then, you've had chances to apply for at least two different financial assistance options. And I talked about this a little earlier. Qualifying rules for the assistance program, at least the Paycheck Protection Program, is different if you're a sub S or an LLC than it is for sole proprietors, contractors, freelancers. And as you know, there are millions in all those categories. But since the end of March, Congress has made two passes to appropriate about $650 billion for the heroes that I just mentioned, the operators of those businesses. In between those two passes, the Treasury Department and the SBA created the PPP structure, which was then executed by thousands of banks across America. Many of you went in and signed those loans, right, at your bank. The result was 4.5 million small business loans, totaling over a half a trillion, $500 billion in loans. Yes, that means there is some left, and I'll talk about that in a minute. The average loan was $113,000, but almost 80% were less than $100,000, and 8 of 10 of those were under $50,000. Those loans were the equivalent of 29 years of SBA loans. How about that? That's unprecedented. Explicit in the name, PPP funds helped small employers make payroll during the shutdown stay-home firewall that was imposed between businesses and customers. And the sprinkles on this cupcake is that if certain conditions are met by the borrower, the loan will be converted into a grant, fully forgiven. Happy birthday. All right, now let's bring things current. First, more money. If you haven't availed yourself of a PPP loan, there's currently still more money, as I mentioned earlier, is sitting in a pot waiting for you. At least as of right now until August 8th. I don't think that will change, probably. You've still got time. Contact a community bank near you. They'll help you, and they'll treat you like family. Go with a community bank, folks. You'll thank me later. Number two, more flexibility. As policy made the acquaintance of reality by June 1st, the government learned that the PPP time strictures were not reasonable in the real world of operating a business during a pandemic. Consequently, the PPP's 75 for payroll, 25 for expenses over 8 weeks, remember that? That requirement was adjusted to 60% for payroll, 40% for other expenses, with the application of funds window expanded to 24 weeks. A lot different, big help. The interest rate is still 1%, but the term went from 24 months to 60 months, the payment system. More sprinkles, right? Number three, there's more time. The PPP forgiveness intention hasn't changed, but the process has. In early June, forgiveness forms were sent to early participants when the 8 weeks were still thought of as the qualifying period for the forgiveness. The first forms were 11 pages long. I saw them, and they looked like homework only a CPA could love. Then everybody got a cherry on their sprinkles with a homework reprieve when the forgiveness period was extended to 24 weeks. Congratulations. Then number four is new forms. The 3508 EZ loan forgiveness application, which replaced the homework, is less than 3 pages. Thus the EZ, right? Even I can complete it, but I won't. I have people. This new form is for PPP borrowers who did not reduce their hours or compensation to their employees. But the other form, the 308, which is a non-EZ, is for those who did change those two parameters. And it's only 5 pages long, but you'll still want to let your CPA do it. And you can find those forms at your bank website. Check that out right now. And number five is relax. I want you to relax. Don't get your tidies in a twist about submitting the forgiveness documents. You have more time, and according to my bank sources, even if you submitted a completed 3508 today to your bank, a completed forgiveness form, if you gave it to your bank today, according to my bank sources, they don't have, quote, a conduit through which to submit your form to the SBA at this point. They will soon, but right now they don't. So get it ready. Stay close to your banker. Stay tuned to the news. And keep up with this, but you just don't have to. It's not urgent. And do not send in the long form. There's a new form, 3508EZ. Number six, the EIDL grant, they call them, EIDL, the Emergency Injury Disaster Loan Emergency Advance Program, was funded. It was a funded SBA legacy program years before anybody heard of coronavirus. So when the first pandemic distress signal was raised, the EIDL was the first responder. And that's the $1,000 per employee up to $10,000. You can find out more about that at the SBA.gov. But you can still get that. It's still money there available. Then there was a loan, the EIDL loan, which was subsequent to the grant, which allows you to borrow money at 3.75 over 30 years. You want to check that out, folks. Go to the SBA.gov/ELA. And find out more about that. It's a good program. They may have invited you. They may have already offered it to you by email. The EIDL loan. Check that out. Finally, when I started my small business 31 years ago, I didn't have white hair, and I was 3 inches taller. I've been around a long time, and I've seen a lot of things, but never anything like the 3 U's of the apocalypse. Unprecedented coronavirus pandemic. Unprecedented political economic shutdown. And which required unprecedented government bailouts. And folks, I pray that we never see anything like that again. Finally, from this true believer of laissez-faire, this libertarian, let the government show you the money. Use those programs, folks. You probably need it. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.